Now, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin has been telling the Dáil this lunchtime that the behaviour at stockbroking company Davy was unacceptable. He said a fine imposed on the company by the central bank yesterday would have an impact on behaviour. He added, we will see what can be done to disincentivise behaviour. The chief executive of Davies, Brian McKiernan, today issued an updated memo to staff in response to yesterday's record fine imposed by the central bank, removing a reference in an earlier memo which said that there had been no findings of actual conflict of interest or customer loss. Davy was yesterday slapped with a fine of more than €4 million for breaching market rules in relation to a transaction involving the broker's own staff, including a number of senior executives. Let's talk now to Professor Niamh Brennan, who's director at the Centre for Corporate Governance at University College Dublin. A very good afternoon to you, Professor Brennan, and thank you for taking our call. Can you explain to us at the outset, what was the breach, described as reckless in the Central Bank report, the breach of regulations and rules in this case?
Well, to put it simply, Brian, a professional person is expected to look after, number one, their client's interest, and to put their own personal interest second. And what happened here was that the 16 people in Davy were, so to speak, double dealing, claiming to be acting in the client's interest, but in fact engaging in a transaction with a view to personally profiting themselves.
There are supposed to be safeguards in place. There's a compliance section in this firm, as there is in any firm dealing in these kind of transactions. But in this case, it clearly failed.
What is absolutely astonishing about this is the level of seniority of the people involved, the ones that have been named so far. And the problem with internal control systems in organisations is that if you are in a very senior position, you have the power to override the controls. And that's what appears to have happened here, that they circumvented and sidestepped the controls. And absolutely no control system can ever stop bad people doing bad things.
In this case, there's a sanction, a fine, a substantial fine on the firm itself. But so far as we know, no action has been taken against individuals. In the case of a breach, does the central bank now, in the light of what happened during the banking crisis, does it have the power to individually sanction those involved? Not necessarily speaking of this case, but generally.
Well, I think the central bank is a bit on the back foot. It has been working on what's called a senior executive accountability regime for years now, and that regime is already in place in the UK. But it has not yet got it into legislation. And the objective of the senior executive accountability regime is that individuals can be held accountable. And I understand, in fact, from speaking to Joe Brennan in the Irish Times, that the central bank has to first of all find fault with the firm before it can go to the next stage, which is finding issues against individuals. And if it does go after individuals, it will presumably be on what's called the fitness and probity regime, which may, for example, mean that those people cannot be authorised, for example, to be directors of financial services firms, etc.
I suppose one of the questions perhaps in people's minds is that this was all taking place around 2014. With the recent events in relation to the banking crisis, I think very fresh in people's minds, and at a time when people hoped perhaps that there had been a change of culture in this regard.
It is astonishing that it was so close to all of the newspaper articles on the bad behaviour during the financial crisis. But I have to say, at the end of the day, Brian, human beings are human beings. And, bad people do bad things, and no rules and no regulations can stop that.
There is, though, a question. Davy are also brokers to the government. They're major dealers in Irish government bonds, and the NTMA, it says, which handles bonds on behalf of the state and the sale of bonds, is awaiting a statement from the brokers.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not about kind of, I wouldn't view it as about taking business away from Davy. It's about trust. And that's why I am raising these questions, Brian. It's about trust. You have to trust people in financial services because you're giving them your money and you're giving them your business. So, you know, can an organisation like this, headed up with such people, be trusted?
And, I mean, if trust has been damaged, how does it rebuild that trust?
I don't know. I mean, I'm surprised that there's no question of resignations or anything like that. There's been some, again, in Joe Brennan's article today in the Irish Times, some reference to Davy has gone through a process of board and management renewal, which sounds very wishy-washy and vague to me. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's people that you trust. And so you have to have people in place at the top of organisations, especially financial services organisations, that you can trust.
Professor Niamh Brennan, we leave it there. Thank you for talking to us here on the News at One.